We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson, Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and the Voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. Each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. So if you miss a week or you want to share something you heard on the show, go to iTunes.com and search the Staying Young Show. You can download all the past shows there for free. And I love looking at those numbers of people downloading and looking at some of the top downloaded topics. And today is going to be another one of those top downloaded topics, because it seems like whenever we're on here, we're talking about nutrition and food. For some reason, everybody downloads those shows.
I thought it would be sex. I mean, I'm shocked it's nutrition.
I think that's number two. So food and sex, right? So this whole hour is devoted to great nutrition and also how you can use food to reduce inflammation. There's that big word we're always talking about. And we know that inflammation is the cause behind most health issues, so cutting out the foods that can cause all this inflammation in the first place is the best way to live longer and healthier. And later this hour, we're going to be joined by a special guest, Johnny Bowden, and he is board-certified nutritionist and also has a master's degree in psychology. I know you guys have seen him. He's been all over the media, everywhere. He's in Dr. Oz, you name it. He's always a major contributor, and he's even I think a big editorial consultant for Men's Health magazine, or one of the major magazines there. But he is also the author of 9 different books on health, healing, food, and longevity, and including the bestseller, which we're going to talk about a lot today, which is the 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth. So before we bring him on, though, let's talk about something that is just making me crazy. I know Dr. Anderson and I were talking about this earlier today, and the soda industry has realized that all their sales are down.
This is good.
This is good. This is good.
I said, you'll know when in the war when you start seeing McDonald's closing shops and, you know, and the fast food shops closing down and moving out. So this is a sign that, you know, with sodas dropping, is maybe the first trickle of that success.
Yeah, so what happens when they start losing money? They get out there and they put all these ads out there. So now there's this new ad campaign. I'm sure you guys have seen it. And it's all about how aspartame is good for you, and how, you know, having a couple of sodas is good for you. This is craziness. This is insanity. I'm so upset over it.
Well, and I likened it back to the cigarette ads in the 50s that, you know, you have print ads of physicians advocating a certain brand of cigarette for, you said, for nausea for pregnant women and such. And, you know, it took a decade or so before they started legislating that out of the media.
I have not seen this ad. So can you explain how they say aspartame is good for you?
Yeah, they're trying to say that there were over 200 studies that have proven that there aren't any bad side effects to aspartame. But as Dr. Anderson pointed out, what about the 400 that point right to it? And who's doing the studies?
And who funded the studies?
Who funded them? Like the new commercials on the high fructose corn syrup. The big deal, at the very end, it says, "This message is brought to you by Corn Growers of America," or something like that. It's craziness. It's insanity. And this just shows that you can brainwash, you can buy in and brainwash just about anybody.
Well, they haven't been able to break into the healthy drinks. They tried acquiring, you know, companies that did it and couldn't raise the, you know, the healthy drink, the Snapples and things like that.
Yeah. Time for Doc Shock. On Doc Shock, we find something that's in the news or newsworthy that's out that we find either interesting or shocking. I thought this one was pretty much interesting, and kind of goes along with some things that we have always known. I don't know about you, but how many times have you heard somebody say, man, if you're upset or if you're feeling down, go out and chop some wood. Well, that old saying actually turns out it's a good thing to go out and chop wood. There's been a long-term study here that was done on, how do you say that? Semaine?
Semaine.
Yeah. And the Semaine men, and these are people that live in a place where they're chopping down trees, they're gathering their own food, they're doing all of these things. And the research showed that they actually have have spikes in testosterone. So basically doing this raises their testosterone level. But even more important than that is we've known that things like competitive sports, you see spikes in testosterone. And like, for example, in soccer, there's a 30.1% increase in testosterone. But when these guys were chopping wood, it was 46.8%. That's significant. I mean, they're out there, they're doing manly things, and then their testosterone's up. And then maybe the most interesting thing about this group of people is that they have a relatively low baseline testosterone, about 33% lower than American men. But unlike American men who have a high testosterone and then it just drops off as they get older, this particular population actually has an ongoing normal level of testosterone throughout life. They're living a long time and they're living healthy. So, I mean...
Silence on the other end. Does that mean I got to go chop wood or something? Doing good.
Where's
just
my
to get
axe?
To the gym. Yeah. Well, along the lines of our topic today for the Immortal Minute, we've got a nutritional supplement or a nutritional finding, and it's talking about the goji berry, G-O-J-I, and the goji berry is central to Chinese medicine and has long been associated with longevity and aging gracefully. It is grown in the United States and comes in various forms and is at a lot of the local food markets and such. And the reason that it's kind of blueberries on steroids, because the antioxidant effect has been 30 times greater with a goji berry than even blueberries. It has zinc, vitamin B1, B2, B6, vitamin E, zinc, iron, copper. And so in the population in China where this berry grows quite a bit, the average, it's a province that has the greatest number of centenarians as a percentage of the population of any other population.
Okay, so how do we get this?
It's grown here in the United States. So, I mean, California, Mexico, Texas, so it kind of grows in the southeastern part of the United States. It comes as dried berries that you can get and mix with your trail mix, kind of like cran raisins or raisins where they dry it.
I'm going to go look for this.
Goji juice at the store all the time.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to pay attention. I guess I haven't really paid attention to that. But hey, if you are a Facebook person, go on Facebook and what is that? Facebook person. Go on Facebook and find us, Executive Medicine of Texas. There's always an update on there with some really good medical information. Stay tuned because when we come back, our guest, Johnny Bowden, author of best-selling 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth. Are you looking to grow your business or drive people to your website? This is a rare opportunity. If you'd like to advertise on the Stayin' Young show, that's right, run commercials during our show, you can contact us at 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. The best way to attract new customers is to go to people who are already interested in health and wellness. That's right, advertising on the Stayin' Young show will help drive customers to your business. Call us today at 1-800-910-3932.
All advertising must be pre-approved by the Stayin' Young Media Group.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
This is Judy Gammon of the Stayin' Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Stayin' Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. If you're just tuning in, every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Just go to iTunes and search the Staying Young Show. At the end of our show, we have a riddle called the Dementia Defender. That's right, we're defending dementia. So if you send us the correct answer and explanation and we read your name on the air, then we'll send you a copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, absolutely free, and we'll even sign it. So write down emtexas.com and the phone number 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. And today is all about good nutrition and the reduction of inflammation, a leading cause of disease. We've talked about inflammation all the time on the show, and I'm so excited that we're talking about it again today, and we're pleased to have on with us Johnny Bowden, who is a doctor of nutrition, also known as the Rogue Nutritionist. He's board-certified nutritionist with a master's degree in psychology, and he's the author of 14 books. I think I know earlier I said 9, but there's actually 14 books that he's written on health, healing, food, longevity, and he's got a couple really big sellers. One, the 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth, and you may have seen him in the media recently with The Great Cholesterol Myth, which is just really going bonkers, changing medicine completely around. So let's talk about food for a minute. I've heard you, Johnny, say that we eat the same 13 foods all the time.
Yeah, I don't know really if it's 13 or not, but it sounded good. But we do tend to eat the same dozen or so foods. Most of us do anyway, and I think that's pretty much been established by people who research this stuff. And we're not usually terribly adventurous when it comes to food, and we kind of have our tastes, like in music, kind of set before we're 15. So I think that's a big issue for a lot of people. You know, they're eating the same stuff day in and day out, and you know, opening up some boundaries and adventuring into some of the foods that can really cut inflammation and disease.
What about, if you lived in an area, you know, it was remote, you'd probably be limited to pretty much the same foods, but, you know, those folks kind of evolve over time to adapt, and those foods are what were best for them?
Yeah, but you know what's interesting about that is a very interesting point you make. When there aren't a lot of foods available, you're usually talking about hunter-gatherer societies or places where there isn't a lot of commerce, where there isn't a lot of access to supermarkets. And the studies on those hunter-gatherer societies, and there were many of them done in the early part of the 20th century, show consistently that even when their diets are vastly different, These folks are very, very healthy. So don't think it's necessarily eating the same foods that's the problem. It's the choice of those foods that we make when we're in industrialized society and have access to a 24-hour supermarket.
Well, I mean, that's a, Native Americans, you know, diabetes was not, they didn't have a word for that or any disease description until we settled them and changed their nutrition and started feeding them, you know, carbohydrates instead of lean meat.
Exactly true. Exactly true. And I'm sure you're familiar, you know, there was a dentist in the early part of the 20th century named Weston Price. It's a foundation named after him, in fact. And he did some seminal studies on about 15 or 16 different indigenous societies all over the world. And some of them ate high-fat diets, and some of them ate high-carb diets, and some of them ate nothing but fresh milk from the cow that they had up in the Swiss Alps. And yet they were all vibrant and healthy because they ate what was locally grown, what was available to them. They didn't eat stuff with a barcode, and they ate stuff that I call from the Johnny Bowden four food groups, the foods you could hunt, fish, gather, or pluck. And when you do that, you can eat the same 13 foods. But when your choices are like Cocoa Krispies and macaroni and cheese, and you're eating those same 13 foods, that's a whole different ballgame.
Well, we were talking about something earlier, and I want to touch on that, because we were talking about the big push by the industry, the soda industry, to try to convince people that aspartame is good for you and drinking sodas is good for you. And Michelle Obama and the Department of Agriculture, actually, I feel they missed the mark. They've gone into the schools. They said, we're going to change the things around. We're going to take out the sodas, and we're going to put in sugar-free items. And it just irritates the nonsense out of me. They're going to put in these chemically toxin-induced foods into our schools. I want your take on that.
Well, you know, I often say, thank God politics is beyond my pay scale, because I don't know how you fix these kinds of things. Most of these kinds of efforts are well-intended, and they're kind of trying to do damage control. You know, my wife asks me all the time, if the kids want sodas, what's better? You know, diet soda or regular soda? And it's a terrible choice. I mean, what you know?
Neither.
Neither, you know, but the fact remains that kids are going to drink sodas. So what do you do? How do you do damage control? I agree with you that that is a stopgap measure. And, you know, this whole notion that they're going to replace sodas with fruit juices is just a patent nonsense. And I don't know the answer to that. You've got two substances here that are absolute health robbers. One is aspartame and other artificial sweeteners, and the other is sugar. Which is worse? I don't know. It's like sort of asking someone, what's worse, heroin or cocaine? I would probably, if you put a gun to my head, as much as I hate aspartame and as much as I hate artificial sweeteners, I am so so concerned about the effect of fructose and sugar in general on children and on health in general, that I'd probably have to bite the bullet, hold my nose.
Don't say it. We'll have to, like, slit our wrists because...
I know, but it's a horrible choice.
But we're always treating people for all these side effects to aspartame.
You know, I'm the oldest guy here. When I went to school, we had water. We didn't have any choices.
How about that?
What would be wrong with just having water and milk in the schools?
Oh, dear, look, there would be nothing wrong with it at all, but it ain't going to happen, and we all know that.
So. Well, not when the you know, the football field is sponsored by the soda company.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, let's talk about some of these foods that you say are super duper healthy. And one's a little controversial. I have always been an egg yolk kind of girl, but let's talk about egg yolks, because you say that there's some stuff in egg yolks, butter, and things that we need to be consuming.
Yeah, well, you know, let's back up for a second and look at the macro view, which is this, and I'll be very clear, I have a very strong position on this, so let me state it at the beginning. We have been utterly and completely lied to about saturated fat. Utterly and completely lied to about saturated fat. So all of this nonsense about good fats and bad fats, and the bad fats are the saturated fats, and we should avoid them at all costs, and that's why we don't eat egg yolks, and that's why we don't eat butter, is absolute patent nonsense. So when you ask me about egg yolks, are there some good things in it? Egg is the most perfect food nature has ever come up with. And the idea of egg white omelets is so 1950s, past its expiration point, a dumb American Dietetic Association claptrap that I just don't even know where to begin to deconstruct it. The egg yolk has, for example, lutein and zeaxanthin, two incredible carotenoids, which are incredibly important for the eyes. It has choline, which is one of the most important nutrients for the brain. It has in it compounds that help prevent the oxidation of cholesterol, and cholesterol is only a problem in the body when it's oxidized. So you've got this rich panoply of nutrients in the egg yolk that people are throwing out of some ridiculous, outdated fear of saturated fat.
That's good to hear, because I just got back from a week and I had eggs every morning.
We're going to talk about that vacation. You know, you just take way too many of these vacations. We're going to talk about the end of the show. All right, what about nuts? Let's go into nuts, because they get a bad name, too, bad rap.
Well, I think that's not as much true as it once was. I think that people still eat egg white omelets and still are afraid of the cholesterol in eggs. But I think the tide has shifted on nuts. I mean, the studies on nuts are just, every major epidemiological study, the nurses' health study, you know, the health professionals' follow-up study, any of them show that nut eaters have lower BMI, lower risk of heart disease, there's just every possible benefit you can imagine. So, you know, I don't think anymore that people are quite as afraid of nuts as they once were. They are high in calories. They're not a free food. You can eat, 10 boxes of almonds a day. But I think for the most part, the reputation of nuts has been rehabilitated. I don't think there are too many people out there that are afraid of the fat in nuts, but maybe some are.
Blueberries is one of my favorite topics. We're having a new book come out called Age to Perfection, and there's a common theme in centenarians about omega-3s and antioxidants, and I'm amazed how many of them have eaten a ton of blueberries throughout their life. So what's your take on that?
Well, I eat blueberries there are a few foods that I eat every single day. Blueberries is one of them. And you're probably, if you're not familiar with, or maybe you are familiar with, the studies of Jim Joseph, where they took aging rats and fed them extracts of blueberries and spinach and a couple other things, and the rats literally, if you talk to the guy that did the studies, he said they get up and do the Macarena. I mean, they're like young rats. So they find that there seems to be compounds in blueberries that are particularly good for the brain and for memory.
That's right. And there again, we're talking about blueberries. Hey, if you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there, emtexas.com. You can learn more about Executive Medicine of Texas. And we've got to go to a short break. Stay tuned, because when we come back, why inflammation may kill you and how to reduce your risk by changing your diet. You're listening to the Stay and Young Show. Don't go away.
If you suffer from digestive disorders, migraines, obesity, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or a foggy brain, the answer may be found in the food you eat. Everyone has a different tolerance to foods. The ALCAT test can look for food sensitivities and helps provide you with a roadmap for your personalized nutrition. Blood test, taken in the office, can simply change your life or the life of someone you know. Isn't it time to feel the best that you can? Call 817-552-4300 now to arrange for the ALCAT test. The ALCAT can measure everything from foods, additives, colorings, to chemicals and medicinal herbs that you may be sensitive to. Stop guessing where your symptoms are coming from and start getting information. No matter where you live, arrangements can be made for you to get the answers you need. Call 817-552-4300 today or visit emtexas.com. 817-552-4300 or visit emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine of Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. If you haven't gone to the website emtexas.com, be sure to go there, emtexas is spelled out, .com. And also, later this hour, we'll be giving you the Dementia Defender Riddle. That's right, we're defending dementia, and we're helping you do that. So, write down that website, emtexas.com, and the phone number, 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. And if you answer it correctly, you send it to us and with along with an explanation, then we could read your name on the air and send you a copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Now, today's show is all about improving your nutrition and reducing inflammation. Inflammation, we should call it the I word. It's such a bad thing. And we're joined by Johnny Bowden, the Rogue Nutritionist. He's the author of 14 books on health, healing, food, and longevity, including bestsellers, The 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth, and The Great Cholesterol Myth, which you guys have seen him all over the media talking about. And he's right here with us on the Staying Young Show today. Now, before we move on to this inflammation, I really want to talk about one thing that we didn't get to last segment, and that's meat and the difference between the meat that you may just be purchasing at your local grocery store and not, and the difference in that and the grass-fed meat.
Well, this is one of my favorite topics, and I wrote an entire essay on it in the 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth. So let me be clear on how where I stand on the whole meat thing. I eat meat every single day, or almost every day, 6 days a week, probably every day. So I'm a big fan of meat. I never, ever recommend factory farmed meat. Won't touch it. It's a completely different, if you'll excuse the bad pun, a completely different animal. All of the bad reputation meat gets, all of the studies that show, and they're not as many as you might think, but all the studies that have shown that meat eaters don't do as well as non-meat eaters, or that they have a higher rate of colon cancer, whatever the studies tend to show, those are all done on people who are eating hot dogs. They're eating bologna and salami and pastrami and hot dogs and crappy meat that you get in the supermarket that's been full of hormones and antibiotics and steroids and bovine growth hormone and are high in omega-6, which are very inflammatory fat, and very low in omega-3s, which are an anti-inflammatory fat. So basically, you're eating a toxic waste dump when you're eating factory-farmed meat, and that's what they use in most restaurants. So I sound very anti-meat when I talk about it that way, but the fact is that there's a whole other kind of meat that comes from cows that have been humanely raised, where they eat their natural diet of grass and pasture, and therefore have lots of omega-3 fat in their bodies, not so much omega-6s, more of a particular kind of fat called CLA, which has some anti-cancer properties, and it's just a completely different food. Grass-fed meat is a health food. Everything else, factory farm meat, is a toxic waste dump.
Tell me how you really feel, Johnny.
No, I watched the show where they were, you know, patting themselves on the back because they were using the discarded remains or food from the the hotels in Las Vegas, and then they were refeeding it back to pigs and swine, and it was the it's what it came from. It was just recycling. It's putting the toxins right back in
so
the food
gross.
Chain.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible. I'm always asked about this when I make this recommendation. Well, it's so expensive, and the answer is, yeah, it is very expensive. The answer is eat less of it.
Yeah,
I'd rather have one grass-fed burger a week than seven meals at McDonald's. It's that simple.
Well, and I tell patients it's not really that much more expensive, because if you do that and you fix it at home, it'll come out to about the same as what you're spending at the restaurants and such.
So that's a very good point. I mean, I we have out here in California, for example, and I realize this is local and you can't duplicate this everywhere, but I'm sure there are places like this. We have a veterinarian who has a huge cattle ranch. It's called Novi Ranches, and you can buy this perfect grass-fed meat. It's not even grain-finished. It's grass-fed up until the time of slaughter, and you can buy it for $4.99 a pound at the farmer's market. I mean, I can't even get regular junkie meat for that at a lot of markets. So it doesn't have to be that much. You're absolutely right. If you make the effort and you get it at a farmer's market, or you find a collective where you can get grass-fed meat and you prepare it at home, it's not that much more expensive.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's get on to inflammation, because we've got to cover that before we let you go. General discussion of inflammation. We talk about this all the time on this show. So let's get your take.
Okay, how many minutes do I have?
Well, give me some sound bites, and I'm sure that Dr. Gammon and Dr. Anderson are going to want to chime in, because, boy, this just gets them going.
Well, you know, when we talk about inflammation to the general public, they're usually confused, because most people know inflammation comes in two flavors, acute and chronic. Most people are very familiar with acute inflammation. You stub a toe, you get an abscess in your tooth, you have a skin eruption, you have an aching back or an aching knee, you know, you take an NSAID, an Aleve or an Advil. Everybody knows about that. That's what we call acute inflammation. But as my friend Barry Sears says, acute inflammation hurts. Chronic inflammation kills. Chronic inflammation, which is what we're talking about now and what I'm sure has been the topic on your show, is it flies beneath the pain radar. It happens in the vascular system. It happens in the organs. If you look at the doctor friends of mine tell me, if you look at the autopsies of Alzheimer's patients, there's inflammation in the brain. It doesn't hurt, but it's this constant injury to tissues and cells and in the vascular system that really does significant damage. And it's that inflammation that we're really talking about, chronic inflammation.
Well, and we know certain disease states, like we commonly check uric acids and you know, people, which obviously can be affected by what one's eating. And even though they may not have acute gouty attacks, these folks will be having chronic inflammatory changes. And, you know, that was the first risk factor that was identified in the Framingham data for cardiovascular disease. And all the docs are scratching their heads saying, you know, what does uric acid have to do with plaque forming in arteries? You know, later they figured it out that it was the spikes in insulin that drove the uric acid levels up. And that's what was doing, was the inflammatory effect of the insulin spikes.
Very well put. Exactly true. So, I think you're going to see, actually, a little sidebar here. I think you're going to see a lot more attention paid to uric acid in the coming decades. A wonderful book by Richard Johnson, a professor of medicine. I've forgotten what university he's with, but he wrote a great book called The Fat Switch, and all he talks about there is the interrelationship between fructose and uric acid as markers for just about everything you don't want to have.
Yeah, well, you know, again, this is another thing where we've been doing uric acid levels as part of our physicals for I don't know how long, and it seems like every time we're doing something, we've been doing it, it takes the rest of the world how many years to catch up.
Yeah.
And so it's just another one of those where we've been checking people for this and getting their inflammation down long before it was ever cool, so to speak.
Okay, before we run out of time, why don't we discuss the foods that cause inflammation, the foods to avoid?
Well, how many minutes do we have? So we certainly, I'm asked a lot of times to write articles on the two worst foods you can possibly eat. I always say French fries and sodas because, there's just nothing good in either one of those. But foods that can cause inflammation there's a long list, and it's not just the food, but it's the whole pattern of eating. Certainly anything with trans fats. Sugar is highly inflammatory, and we have some studies to show that. I'd say anything that has high fructose corn syrup or lots of sugar in it of any sort is likely to, add to the fires of inflammation. And what quenches inflammation, if you will, or helps put out the fire is omega-3s. And here's the little secret that a lot of people that aren't in our field don't really understand. You've got these two essential fatty acids, omega-6 and omega-3s. Omega-3s we know are found in salmon and cold water fish. Omega-6s are found in vegetable oils. You need both. You need them to be in balance. We make inflammatory compounds in our body out of omega-6s, and people say, well, what do we need those for? Because they're part of the healing process. You need to be able to make some inflammatory compounds if you want to heal a fever or if you want to, prevent an infection. So some inflammation is necessary. The problem is that we're funding that inflammatory army about 1,600% more than we're funding our anti-inflammatory army. Our anti-inflammatory army in our body, the compounds that create anti-inflammation, come from omega-3s. They're made from omega-3s, just as inflammation is made from omega-6s. So possibly the most powerful dietary strategy to reducing inflammation is to cut back on omega-6s and up your omega-3s. The ideal ratio of those two essential fats is about 1-to-1. We currently consume 16-to-1 in favor of omega-6s. So if you ask where's inflammation coming from, that's a really good place to start.
That is a good place.
Do you ever see any problems when people, one of the medications we have, treats that, but uses omega-3s that are highly refined. I mean, is there a case of getting too much omega-3s?
There's always a case of getting too much of anything, including oxygen and water. As a practical matter, does it happen? Very, very, very rarely.
How can our listeners find you? Give me a website where the listeners can find you.
JohnnyBowden.com, JohnnyBowden, JohnnyBowden.com or at Johnny Bowden.
If there's a lot to learn from him, you got to go to his website and also pick up his book, The Great Cholesterol Myth. And got to go to a short break. When we come back, we're going to hear all about Dr. Anderson's big vacation, including how his diet changed for a week while he was gone. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms. Everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. You can visit us on the web at emtexas.com or download past shows by going to iTunes and searching the Staying Young Show. And also, you want to write down that website, emtexas.com, and the phone number, 1-800-910-3932, because when we do Dementia Defender, you need to either call us or send us a contact us with the answer so we can give you a copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. If you send us the right one, we read your name on the air, you get a copy of the book. And hey, congratulations to John Swink of Fort Worth. He was last week's winner of the Dementia Defender. So hope you're enjoying your book, John.
John called within a minute after the show was done. And I actually answered the phone. And he correctly pointed out that you can't really calculate how many eggs peacocks lay because peacocks are males, so they don't lay eggs at all. So
it's
congratulations.
Peahens, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you and your little tricky question.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about you, Dr. Anderson, because we're...
I think that's what you did last week, didn't it, in my absence.
We did talk about the failure of beer shampoos to grow hair, yes.
Because most people drink them in the shower. But you know what? We did miss you. We did. It's not the same without you.
So I had a very nice vacation, and I followed through on a lot of the guidance we give because we were... in the Caribbean and chartered a sailboat and sailed around and turned off all the devices for the most part. They had to come on once in a while just to check an email, but they're off during the day. Get up in the morning and go out and paddleboard for 30 or 40 minutes, come back and had eggs and bacon for breakfast every day.
Bacon? I don't think that was on the healthy
highly
list.
Highly inflammatory.
Bacon.
A little bit, but yeah, it's a strip of bacon.
But you ate the yolk, right?
Oh, yeah. It was scrambled eggs.
Uh-huh.
And then, in the afternoons, we'd sail over to a place and go snorkeling and lots of physical activity. We talked about, you get in that water and snorkel around for 30 or 40 minutes. You'd come back rabid. ravenous, and we'd have lunch, and then we'd start the pub crawl and go from bar to bar and have the sample the
See,
local
the
beer.
Pub, the pub crawl sounded like another exercise. I was, you know,
there's
thinking.
There's actually a bar over there that's called the Crawl Pub, and so I guess if you have enough, it looks sounds the same.
So yeah, when we were talking earlier about that whole snorkeling thing, it's amazing. You use those big muscles in the legs and you use those abs. I mean, that's a huge workout snorkeling.
Well, between the paddle boarding and kayaking, and you use core muscles a lot. I mean, I was even, I'd say sore, but the next morning you could tell you'd been using those. And then snorkeling, you're kicking around. It's like, you know, I mean, you're supposed to ride like you're riding a bike, and yeah, your thighs and different muscle groups. We hiked up on the rocks and lots of physical activity, lots of good sleep on a sleeping on a nice gentle rocking boat at night.
Yeah, you said you still kind of have your sea legs.
I do. I was like standing over around in the office and I still feel like the boat's underneath.
Wait, talk about those lobsters. I thought that was a cool story.
Well, we had some fresh seafood, and they had one place where they had fresh lobster and sitting in the trap just off the side of the dock, and they pre-cooked them up, and you walked up on the beach and no shoes. I mean, I think I had sandals on twice through the week, and that was it. I mean, it was a barefoot cruise. So it was nice.
That sounds like fun.
Could have stretched it out and made it 2 weeks easy.
No, we would have missed you. I would have found you, even though you weren't answering the phone, but we're not going to talk about that.
I was very surprised you didn't call in with the Dementia Defender answer, by the way.
He wasn't listening.
I wasn't listening, sorry.
So, you know, I want to talk for a minute about exercise because I think it's so neat that we all can find unique ways to exercise. This morning, yes, this morning, as in like 6 a.m. this morning, I got little Walter up. Little Walter's 13, and he's playing select ball. And I said, you have to go to yoga with me. Of course, all he did was complain, yoga, that's for girls, and didn't want to go. So I promptly brought up all the websites of all the professional athletes that are doing yoga. So I took him to a yoga class. And it was interesting. And afterwards, he first said, well, that's not hard. And I said, well, let's go do those machines. I said, let's go do some of the machines, the circuit. And he says, man, my arm's so tired from yoga. Thought that wasn't hard. But that's a great exercise. I think you should go with us next time. What do you think?
I'm pretty tight. I had a torn Achilles, torn hamstrings.
Oh, wah.
I'll try it
next
time. Yeah,
you have to, because then you can encourage him.
But, you know, I tried a new machine at the gym, which is green. It has, you run on your own power, and that's a curved treadmill. What a tremendous exercise. You burn 30% more calories in the same length of time because it's your walking that powers the treadmill. So if you haven't seen the curved treadmill, that's a major advance.
It was so funny. You got on and you're like, how does it work? It's like,
no buttons to push.
There's no buttons. There's no flashing lights. It's like, what the heck?
Boring.
But no, it's not boring.
No,
it's fantastic.
It was a big workout.
Yeah.
Well, cross-country skiing has always been one of the ones that they say is the top because you're involving upper and lower body movements, and that's kind of like the old NordaTrack got you on there, and it was driven under your own power. So sometimes the simplest is the best. You don't have to over-engineer it.
Yeah, when I lived in Canada in the wintertime, the public golf courses were snowed in, and instead of playing golf, they would cut cross-country trails, so you would cross-country 18 holes. And it was fantastic exercise, and you go back to the clubhouse for a hot drink of some sort. It was
and then
it was
a little
really
curling
good.
In the afternoon, right?
Curling, believe it or not, as boring as it might look, is tremendously aerobic because you have to slide down the ice and sweep the ice for those 80-pound rocks. You know, lifting an 80-pound rock and throwing it down the rink, you get your resistance training and your aerobics at the same time. I was just drenched in sweat when I would curl. It's unbelievable.
I was just thinking about, and this is a little off topic, but I was thinking about food and I was thinking about vacations, and it reminded me of when we just got back from California, but when we were there, we took our daughter on her senior trip and we went to eat at a restaurant there, and they had this really neat, dish, and it was a risotto dish, and it was really neat. They brought out a giant wheel of cheese And so, and they had cut out the middle of it, and they had, what was it, 7 year aged risotto?
Yeah, they aged the risotto for 7 years. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So they bring out the risotto and they pour it hot into the cheese, then they stir it up so it gets all cheesy, and they put it in this really cool, I don't know, dish, I guess. Kind of looks like a little pan. And then they put truffles, black truffles over the top of it. That was to die for. That was so tasty.
It was very good. And in keeping with my trying new foods, I tried octopus for the first time, and it was rather good.
A little rubbery?
No, it wasn't rubbery at all, surprisingly.
Yeah, the way they cooked it was different. It was kind of like a meat or like a shark. You know how shark is meaty like that?
Yeah. It was quite interesting.
Well, another book coming out, Lunch with Lucille. I love this book. You'll remember that Lucille was featured in our Age to Perfection book, which you can get at emtexas.com, Age to Perfection. And she was featured as one of our centenarians, and she's 101 now. So every Friday we go to lunch somewhere else, and we talk a lot about life, and we talk about the good food, and we get to meet people at the different places we go. But we have had some amazing meals. But I realize that this book, Lunch with Lucille, may not be good for my arteries. It may not be good for my thighs.
Just to eat whatever she's eating, because apparently it works, right?
Well, she eats a lot of blueberries and a lot of fish. There's your omega-3s and your antioxidants.
Hey, right. We went to this place called Rise in Dallas, one of George Bush's favorite places to go, George and Laura. And we had a blueberry souffle, and that is now my favorite dessert of all time.
That music means it's time. It's time for Dementia Defender. Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his double D cape. And it's time for this week's riddle. Are you ready? A man left home. He was running. He ran a ways and then he turned left. He ran the same distance and then he turned left again. Ran the same distance again and again turned left. And when he got home, there were two masked men waiting for him. Who were those masked men? Send in your answer.
I'm wondering if people actually have to turn down the radio when you do this. Be sure to send that answer to emtexas.com. Go to the website, emtexas.com. You can do the contact us on there, or you can call us at 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. And if you send us the right answer, we read your name on the air. We will send you a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. This has been a fun show.
We did have one little conflict on the boat, is that everybody is watching me every morning. We were taking the vitality packs, and then everybody's like, well, I want one of those. And I was like, I brought enough for me, and that's it. So you want them, order them.
Oh, my gosh. Those vitality packs, huge seller. StayYoungVitamins.com. StayYoungVitamins.com. Hey, it's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. For more information, visit the website emtexas.com. Join us right here on the Staying Young Show as we bring you information that you can use.
And precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare. And they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page.
from grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.